We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, good-hearted viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 in Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Singapore plans to help develop employment opportunities for people with disabilities. In animal news, Wisdom, a 60-year-old albatross, raises her chick. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Just Vision, which brings the peace-building efforts of both Palestinians and Israelis to the attention of the public. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 2nd, is the birthday of the President of Macedonia, His Excellency Dr. Gheorghe Ivanov. Born in 1960 in Volandova, Macedonia, President Ivanov is committed to many programs to enhance the country. Among them are School for Leaders and the Youngest Scientist, which emphasize youth empowerment, education, and innovations. In addition, President Ivanov encourages citizen feedback, improving relations and cooperation between religious communities, and the development of entrepreneurships. His Excellency has also called for global response to cope with climate change and has promoted the use of alternative energy. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, Dr. Gheorghe Ivanov, for your dedicated work to help ensure a bright future for Macedonia and the world. May you celebrate a joyful birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News from Thailand. Across 10 southern Thai provinces, heavy storms starting at the end of March set off flash floods and mudslides that claimed at least 61 lives and affected over 2 million people. Tens of thousands of villagers were displaced as 400 homes were destroyed and more than 10,000 were damaged, along with roads, bridges, schools, and official buildings. Many thousands of hectares of farmland were also inundated.
วันนี้น้ำมันมากกว่าทุกปีมันจะเกี่ยวกับภาวะโลกร้อนลึกมากเรื่องน้ำกินน้ำใช้เพราะน้ำประปาก็ขาดไอ้ไฟฟ้าก็ดับ
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $20,000 for emergency aid, asking that our association members please go to assist those most in need. This amount could purchase $109,000 in urgent items obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Thailand.
Our association's relief team from Bangkok, including a doctor and nurse, quickly went to Phun Phin District in Surat Thani Province on April 4th. Once there, they traveled to the most affected regions that were only accessible by truck due to 3-meter-high floodwaters.
ได้มาไม่กี่อย่างค่ะเสื้อผ้าคนละชุดค่ะก็อาหารที่เขามาแจกแต่ละวันก็วันละมื้อค่ะไม่ค่อยมีใครเข้ามา
Our association members had prepared drinking water and nutritious vegan food, such as rice, instant noodles and vegan milk for children, along with slippers, clothes and undergarments, as well as informative SOS flyers about the vegan solution to such disasters. They also distributed supplies for 200 families who had been unable to leave their homes and were stranded on upper floors, as well as about 500 families staying on roadsides or in schools because their communities were still submerged.
ผมในนามของคณะกรรมการชุมชนและอสมและชาวบ้านในท้ายควรทุกคนนะครับขอขอบคุณท่านมากครับที่ท่านได้มาช่วยเหลือ
ก็ขอขอบคุณน้องมากขอบคุณจริงๆค่ะที่มาช่วยตรงนี้แล้วก็ขอให้ท่านเจริญรุ่งเรืองมากๆค่ะ
Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's love and support to the disaster victims, as we also thank our association's relief team for their diligent efforts, wishing that the regularity of daily life is soon restored to the Thai people, and that such calamities may be averted through humanity's kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
flooding disrupts life in Sri Lankan district. On Saturday, April 30, the Disaster Management Centre reported that heavy rains led to floods in the districts of Ratnapura, Kalutara, Gale and Hambantota, with four people who lost their lives. As the Kalu River overflowed, inundated roads became impassable and several schools in Ratnapura, the worst hit district, were closed. Over 20,000 residents were affected, with several hundred evacuated to shelters. The Ratnapura Disaster Management Centre dispatched boats to rescue stranded people, and in Hambantota district, officials evacuated people in low-lying areas as water levels of the Jin River began to rise.
Conveying her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our nearby association members to please check with district officials to see if help is required and to go, if possible, to offer comfort to the most vulnerable, adding that funds for urgent needs are available.
Our gratefulness for the swift assistance of the district personnel and also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray that such disasters may be lessened through our caring efforts toward each other and the environment.
Earthquakes and volcanoes affect Panama, New Zealand, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ecuador. In the early hours of Saturday, April 30th, a strong quake measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale rumbled southern Panama and triggered panic as it struck 178 kilometers south of David in Chiriquí province. Also that day, New Zealand was rocked by a series of quakes on both the North and South Islands. Tremblers of magnitude 4.0 and 3.9 struck 10 kilometers northwest of Gisborne in the northeast, while two more that hit near the previously quake-stricken Christchurch, one of 3.8 and the other 5.2 in magnitude, were felt throughout Canterbury and the West Coast.
On Sunday, a 5.4 magnitude temblor struck in eastern Kazakhstan, 71 kilometers from her largest city, Almaty. Meanwhile, in Russia's far east, the ongoing eruptions of two of the region's most active volcanoes in Kamchatka Peninsula are threatening aviation and wildlife. The Shivalush volcano spewed ash nearly 8 kilometers high near major trans-Pacific aviation routes, while the eruption of the Kizimene volcano forced reindeer to leave their habitat as ash-covered snow buried their winter food supply of moss. Experts from Krontoski Nature Reserve estimate that the eruption may reduce the population of reindeer to less than 1,000. Across the globe, in Ecuador, 300 residents remained evacuated as the Tungurahua volcano continued to erupt, hurling boulders the size of trucks up to 2 kilometers from the crater. There fortunately have been no reports of human casualties or damage from any of these events.
We are thankful for the safety of the people in all the quake and volcano-affected areas. Our prayers that such dangerous events subside for the protection of humans and animals alike as we strive toward more eco-balancing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. citizens speak out, the movements of those gathering to call for greater freedom, dignity and participation in government continues as people speak up in countries worldwide, including Bahrain, Burkina Faso, China, Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Libya, Mexico, Syria and Yemen.
Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara attended a ceremony Saturday, April 30th, in which troops loyal to former President Laurent Gbagbo handed in their weapons.
On Saturday also, China released human rights lawyer Teng Biao, who had been arrested for his role in calling for protests. At the same time, reports surfaced that another lawyer was detained.
Minority parties in Burkina Faso are demanding that long-standing President Blaise Compaoré resign, stating that his policies are responsible for the country's recent unrest.
Syrian government forces once again quelled protests on Saturday as citizens demanded to be heard despite the threat of deadly force, particularly in the city of Daraa, which has been under military siege. With residents reporting on the brutal effects of the crackdown, they have called for the international community to save them from a massacre occurring in their city. As Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh decided not to sign an agreement to resign within 30 days. Government security forces meanwhile killed four people while suppressing protesters who continued to demand his immediate departure.
As we sorrow for the lives lost, we pray for the ceasing of conflicts in every country and that all people choose to live in shared safety, dignity, and respect so that peace may prevail across the globe.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
A vegan world, the key to an advanced future. During an April 27 video conference, Supreme Master Television staff had the opportunity to ask Supreme Master Ching Hai questions spanning a wide range of topics, including meditation, intelligent beings from other planets, and hopeful prospects for peace on Earth.
Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's insightful answers, it became clear that many other planetary civilizations have reached a far more sophisticated technological stage than we currently have on Earth.
To us, you know, their technology is like miracles. To them, it's just know-how. We cannot match because the humans are too busy with unimportant things and too busy killing each other and all on this planet, that we are oblivious to nature, opportunities, and wonders. Maybe one day when peace reigns on this planet and our beings more purified by Veg, we will have the calmness of mind and the clarity of intellect to discover more hidden secrets, to brighten our world and to serve ourselves better than now, the way God's children deserve. So the destiny of the planet and the population of the planet is in the hands of the population of the planet. So just pray hard, meditate more intensively with the purpose for a vegan world and a peaceful world. Yeah? We're vegan, we're peace. That's our motto. Yeah? Meditate for world vegan, world peace. And all of our members, as well as others, spiritual groups, if they do the same, every bit helps.
Our deep appreciation, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for these inspirational secrets and knowledge that encourage humankind toward a virtuous and harmonious way of living. Together, let us all do our part to save the planet and achieve world vegan, world peace.
To find out more about the advanced technologies of peace and other spiritual topics, such as meditating under the sun and the mysteries of pyramids and crop circles, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
Beloved Argentinian writer and activist remembered, just prior to achieving his 100th birthday, Dr. Ernesto Sabato passed away on Saturday, April 30. Although his university studies led to an early profession as a physicist, Dr. Sabato soon turned to writing, and his first published work, The Tunnel, won acclaim from legendary peers such as Thomas Mann and Albert Camus. Besides his many written works, Dr. Sabato was also known as a steadfast activist for justice and human rights. He was selected to preside over the government agency National Commission for Disappeared Persons, where he assisted in ending military rule and restoring democracy to the country. Upon his passing, the Spanish daily newspaper El País spoke in tribute of Dr. Sabato, saying that he was the last classic writer in Argentine literature. We send our condolences to the loved ones of Dr. Ernesto Sabato, whose spirit of integrity continues to inspire many. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's comfort and light.
Save our planet. To support greater use of eco-friendly cars, the Romanian government announces subsidies of up to 3,700 euros for electric vehicles and is also planning to assist companies investing in recharging facilities.
Save our planet. With effects ranging from prolonged droughts to heavy rains, climate change in Guatemala has damaged the harvests of millions of less fortunate farmers, prompting the government to declare a nationwide nutritional risk alert.
Everyone, I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. We're happily following a plant-strong diet.
Here's a tip for the home chef in storing lentils.
If they are cooked, they will keep in the fridge for 4 to 5 days in an airtight container or in the freezer for up to 6 months.
It's best to use dry lentils within 1 year when stored in a tightly sealed bag or container out of the sun.
Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In good governance news, Singapore government is to provide $2.8 million to help develop employment opportunities for individuals with disabilities. The contribution will be given to the Open Door Fund, or ODF, to assist companies over the next 3 years with workplace adaptation and job redesign and support. The program is sponsored by the Ministry of Community Development, Youth and Sports, and Workforce Development Authority. It provides subsidies from the ODF to employers who offer apprenticeship training and hire persons with disabilities. Our earnest thankfulness, Singapore, for your commitment to ensuring employment for all your citizens. May everyone enjoy successful and fulfilling livelihoods.
In animal news, Wisdom, a 60-year-old albatross, is raising her chick. The happy mother was recently spotted with her fledgling at Midway Atoll, a wildlife refuge more than 2,090 kilometers, or 1,300 miles, northwest of Honolulu. The seabird was tagged in 1956 when she was at least 5 years of age. She is now the oldest wild bird in the banding program, operated by the United States Geological Survey and the Canadian Wildlife Service. On average, albatrosses lay one egg per year and may take a vacation from parenting during some years. The vibrant bird is estimated to have raised at least 30 to 35 babies and flown more than 3.2 million kilometers to more than 4.8 million kilometers, or 2 to 3 million miles, during her long life. Our cheerful congratulations, Wisdom, on your latest beautiful baby. May you enjoy many more healthy and flourishing years in safety and happiness. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Just Vision, which provides information about peace builders in Palestine and Israel. We will feed the birds and be right back. Please stay tuned for more splendid news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a benevolent world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Just Vision, whose award-winning documentary on creating harmony between Israel and Palestine has been seen in more than 200 film festivals.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Just Vision is devoted to bringing the peace-building efforts of both Palestinian and Israeli people to the attention of the public. The nonprofit was founded in 2003 with the belief that the thousands of individuals dedicated to enhancing harmony in the region were not being sufficiently highlighted in the media.
Just Vision's creative offerings include the multi-award-winning documentary, Boudris, which shows Palestinian and Israelis joining to protect a Palestinian village. Another film, The Moving and Counterpoint, gives viewers a glimpse of the people of the area as they overcome day-to-day challenges to embrace each other as brethren. Furthermore, online materials provides valuable information such as in-depth interviews with over 70 peace activists, which can be used by journalists, educators, or others.
Just Vision is led by a team of Palestinians, Israelis, and North and South Americans. Their work has been featured on television stations such as Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya and CNN and presented at over 200 film festivals, the United Nations, and the policymakers throughout the world. Our heartfelt gratitude, Just Vision, for your laudable endeavor. May the peace-loving people of Palestine and Israel be blessed with everlasting friendship and tranquility with heaven's abundant grace.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Three Stages.
Three states of man: youth, middle age, and you are looking fine.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
On behalf of Assyrian Aid Society, I would like to thank you for inviting us to the magnificent event of the Love of Centuries. The air was full of love and peace, something that our world really needs. We preach peace and love and try to help needy human beings. That's why we would love to meet Supreme Master Qinghai to introduce our mission and cooperate in the sacred mission of helping people and saving the planet. Thanks again, Dr. Sargon Issa, Assyrian AIDS Society, Los Angeles President.
Esteemed Dr. Sargon Issa, it is wonderful to hear from you. Our sincere appreciation for joining us at the Love of Centuries book premiere and concert. May the shared goal of many caring groups and individuals in bringing harmony to our world soon be attained. Heaven bless you and all your noble colleagues from the Great Assyrian AIDS Society.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be uplifted with celestial music and jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Presidents Sebastián Piñera of Chile, Juan Manuel Santos of Colombia, and Felipe Calderón of Mexico, hosted by President Alan García of Peru, all signed the Pacific Accord, marking a new era of the four countries' cooperation in trade and other areas such as managing natural resources.
South Korea's National Security Advisor, Chun Young-woo, meets with China's Chief Nuclear Envoy, Wu Dawei, to discuss ways to resume six-party talks with North Korea on denuclearization and ease tension on the Korean Peninsula.
Mexican senators from the Institutional Revolutionary Party create a bill to ban bullfights, as well as improve animal rights in the country, including incentives for people to adopt animal companions from rescue situations and shelters.
The popular US-based Dr. Oz show, televised nationwide, features vegan nutrition advocates Dr. T. Colin Campbell, Dr. Neil Barnard, filmmaker Lee Fulkerson, and Dr. Caldwell Esselstein, promoting the documentary Forks Over Knives, about preventing and reversing heart disease and cancer through the plant-based diet.
According to an agreement between the government of China with both Russia and North Korea, Chinese visitors are now allowed visa-free travel when touring the other two countries.
At Singapore's Nanyang Girls High School, biology students using Apple iPads are able to avoid the cruel practice of animal dissection as they use a software application to learn about internal organs and other physiological features.
The late Pope John Paul II is beatified at a mass in Vatican City, held by His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, as the next step toward Pope John Paul's canonization as a saint by the Roman Catholic Church.
U.S. actor and musician Jason Schwartzman narrates What to Eat, a short film describing the meat industry's detrimental effect on the environment and encouraging the healthy plant-based diet.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.